אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Shalom, Australia. Well, there's been some sickening comments posted online since the mainstream media splashed news that a Jewish engagement party had been held last week in Melbourne in defiance of lockdown regulations. Some examples of these comments include things like, what a shame Germany didn't build more ovens back in the day and put them in a gas chamber, and this is why we hoped you would be wiped out in the 1940s. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews has slammed members of the Victorian public who have lashed out at the Jewish community in light of the weekend's engagement party. He called the barrage of anti-Semitism unacceptable and evil. And the Premier called out the commentary at Tuesday's COVID press conference, labeling the targeting of the Jewish community as appalling. He said, we have a zero-tolerance approach to that in our state, adding that the actions of those at the engagement party was, quote, not a reflection on the Jewish community more broadly, and it was not an act of faith or culture. It was just a stupid function, he said, an illegal function, and we have a very proud Jewish community. So many Jewish community leaders are stepping up and have condemned what has occurred, and I thank them for their leadership. The families involved endure death threats. Members of the Jewish community who were not involved have also faced anti-Semitic abuse. A local shul received anti-Semitic voice message, and on the Big Footy Forum social media page, there was one comment which said, boy, what a shame Germany didn't build more ovens back in the day. Meanwhile, a Royal Melbourne Hospital employee also joined the Sea of Hatred on Facebook, commentating on a post that the people who held the party should be put, quote, in a gas chamber. In a statement, the Royal Melbourne Hospital called that an abhorrent and disgraceful anti-Semitic comment, and they confirmed that that staff member responsible is no longer an employee of the hospital. In a joint statement, Victorian opposition leader Michael O'Brien, Caulfield MP David Southwick and Shadow Minister for Multicultural Affairs Neil Angus said there is no excuse to use vile, hateful language or blindly target innocent businesses or members of the Jewish community. Meanwhile, rabbis, communal leaders and politicians in Melbourne have joined together to urge members of the Jewish community to do the right thing after reports also emerged during the week of illegal gatherings taking place across Melbourne, including some, apart from the engagement party, which have resulted in the 69 attendees receiving fines of up to $5,500 each. There have been a number of reported illicit minyans held in breach of lockdown rules. The Rabbinical Council of Victoria told the Jewish News it knows of no mainstream rabbis or congregations who have been involved, and they urged the community, together with the Melbourne Beth Din, to comply with all government restrictions without exception and to follow the relevant health instructions. And they add, for the removal of any possible doubt, this includes all illegal gatherings, including for prayer. And I should also mention briefly that there's been the social media advice has been posted not to get a COVID test. That has appeared on a WhatsApp group and has been condemned by Jewish medical professionals. And in a statement released on Tuesday, the community security group urged everyone who lives in Glen Eira or Port Phillip areas to get tested irrespective of whether they have been at an exposure site or not, or exhibiting symptoms or not, to protect us, our families and the broader community, adding, we know that COVID-19 is now in the areas of Melbourne where Jewish people mostly reside in. And there's been a release of details of a number of exposure sites in recent days in the heart of the community between August 10 and 14. And they include some supermarkets, chemists and bakeries in Balaclava, Caulfield North, Elstonwick, Malvern and St Kilda areas. And there's new local testing sites set up in Caulfield Hospital, St Kilda Town Hall, Cabrini and Elstonwick, and also A Das Israel girls' school in Elsternwick opened up a temporary testing hub for all members of the community this week, and the turnout was so strong that that's been extended a further 2 days, and it's hoped the site could also serve as a vaccination hub in the future.
We're talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News, and you're listening to SBS Australian Jewish Update with Nitza Lowenstein. Shane, I actually saw it almost a crisis within the Jewish community in Australia. I've been here for a long time, and I haven't seen so much hatred, evil and venom towards the Jewish community like that. Also in the media, it wasn't just an engagement party. Some media outlets made sure that you heard it was a Jewish engagement party. Now, do you hear a Christian engagement party or Buddhist engagement party when there is bridges of COVID-19 elsewhere? You don't hear anything like that, but when it comes to the Jewish community, suddenly we are, as a collective, are suffering such a backlash from the general community. Shane, what it really worries me that there's so much hatred and so much anti-Semitism within the Australian public. I didn't think, or I didn't know it existed. Am I so naive?
Made very apparent in the last few days. And of course, it comes after earlier in the year, there was a spike in anti-Semitism, of course, during the Israel-Gaza conflict. And of course, in general too, just throughout these lockdowns and COVID-19 situation, anti-Semitism reports of that have been rising because of that as well. And now we have this latest incident. It's certainly a shock. It's a shock to everyone in the community.
It is a shock to everybody in the community. There are a few topics that I would like to talk to you, but we are running out of time. I'd like to talk about Afghanistan, Australian involvement, and Greg Sher, the Jewish soldier that died in Afghanistan. We'll have to leave it for next week. Did he die in vain? But before we go, there are a few people, there were pillars of the Melbourne community that passed away last week.
Professor Alan Wolfe's huge impact on health services in the Wimmera region of Victoria has been lauded after he passed away from a brain tumour in Melbourne last week, aged 68. So he moved to Horsham from Melbourne in 1984. His focus of his work was on the Wimmera Healthcare Group, of which he was Director of Medical Services until as recently as last year, and he founded the group's Clinical Pathways Program. And in fact, in his honour, the Wimmera Medical Centre was last month renamed the Alan Wolfe Medical Centre, recognising his 37 years of involvement there. And despite ill health, he actually was fortunate enough to officially attend and open the centre himself. He also earned an OAM in this year's Queen's Birthday Honours. Also, passing away peacefully last week, a day after her 99th birthday, was B'nai B'rith stalwart Marion Schwartz. She became Victoria's oldest COVID survivor after contracting the virus early on in the pandemic. But she actually recovered and was feeling very well, and she went to her home and lived an independent lifestyle. But unfortunately, she began to feel ill again a few weeks ago and has since passed away. Of course, she was survived the Holocaust and was imprisoned at Auschwitz and Bergen-Belsen, and coming to Australia in 1952. She worked at Jewish Welfare, which is now called Jewish Care Victoria, and she worked for 15 years in community health in Victoria and the Children's Court. And after she retired, she dedicated many hours each week to B'nai B'rith in many different roles. And she also worked for Courage to Care and spoke to many school children about lessons from the Holocaust.
So that's Marion Schwartz.
Yes.
And the other person was Professor Alan Wolfe. That is very sad because we are under this lockdown. I think half of Australia is in a lockdown now. They probably didn't get a proper funeral at the moment. There are only 10 people attending the funerals, and you're not allowed to see Shiva even. Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News, thank you so much and have a great week.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.